for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our show today. We have a terrific show for you. I'm very excited about it.
Yes, because our guest is live in the studio today.
Absolutely. She's here with us in the studio.
And that is Dr. Erica Bradshaw. She's an internal medicine trained medical doctor with over 17 years of experience. She's affiliated with the American College for the Advancement in Medicine and the American Academy for Anti-Aging Medicine. Brenda B., she prefers to be referred to as an integrative medical doctor because she utilizes medicine as well as supplements and natural substances in her practice.
Hi, Dr. Bradshaw. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me on the show, Brenda.
Oh, we're so glad you're here with us in the studio. That's very exciting. It makes it for a more interactive show, I think, than
there
having you on the phone.
More well-rounded.
Yes. You know, you mentioned the term integrative, and I wanted to start out with that because we hear different terms being, you know, put out there for a medical doctor who does more than what conventional medicine is. So you hear these different terms like functional and anti-aging, and now we're hearing integrative, and that's the term I tend to like to use, is integrative as well. I mean, what is the difference between those type of terms?
Well, once you get to the core of all of those terms, they're basically pretty much the same. For example, some of the organizations focus on more surgical procedures and Botox and things like that. That would be the anti-aging medicine. And functional medicine focuses more on the biochemical pathways, which is very important. Holistic medicine seems to, when I've gone to their programs, focus on body, mind, and spirit. And so I kind of lump them all in one pile. And at the core of all of them, they're basically, in my opinion, very similar. I would say that for myself, referring to me as an alternative medical practitioner would be a faux pas in a party, because it's almost a derogatory way to view an integrative practitioner. So what we do is we look at, first we take the history and physical of the patient and we decide whether we're going to use medications or if we're going to add a probiotic or an herb or a supplement or something of that nature. So we try to use evidence-based medicine and research in guiding us to our decisions.
And so you basically, the term integrative, you integrate a conventional practice because you use that when that's necessary, right?
Yes.
And then you use other methods that are, and I don't want to use the word alternative because, like you said, that seems to be a term that really does not fit anymore.
We can call it non-conventional.
Okay.
For example.
And that includes things like the supplements or the bioidentical hormones or different things like that that you integrate into your practice.
Yes, or even different test kits that we do, which we know very well you sell in your store. To look, it's almost like having the rock to look under to find the problem, finding the right stone to pick up, which they can't usually find in conventional medicine.
You know, that's really interesting you say that, because that's one of the things, because most people, when they go to conventional medicine, when they see their doctor, they're describing something they're having, a problem that they're having, and most likely they're going to walk out of there with some type of prescription med.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not necessarily, we know in this realm, that's not getting to the root of the problem. And I think that's one of the bigger things that a practice such as yours does, is you actually look for the root of what's going on. Why are you having that problem?
Yes, and we try to look at the most or more benign treatments first, and then we get into more detailed, complex treatments that may, in fact, involve a medication, for example, an antifungal medication, to get to the root of, say, a candida problem, for example.
Right. Now, that's something that even medical doctors, some of the medical doctors don't even recognize.
Well, it seems there is a possibility that more and more of them are recognizing it. And they're even recognizing dysbiosis and leaky gut, which is kind of odd to me, but
They've come a long way, haven't they?
Yes, they have. And they're even using fish oils and coenzyme Q10.
Now, I have heard that. I've heard some people coming in the store telling me that their medical doctors have suggested that they either get a probiotic or an oil, which is really great to hear.
It is.
But I've still run into a few of the medical doctors. When I bring up any of those supplements, they just roll their eyes. And I've been in an exam room and spoken to a medical doctor who was examining me about that. And they basically roll their eyes and say, it really doesn't do anything for you kind of thing. You know, for those of you out there who are looking for a medical doctor who is, quote, not going to roll their eyes when you bring up supplements like that, I just have to say, Dr. Bradshaw, I know you very well, and you're not the kind of doctor who's going to do that, which I think is just great in this day and age. And for those of you out there who are looking for a physician like Dr. Bradshaw, she's located in both Brandon and Tarpon Springs, and you can get onto her website. It's drericabradshaw.com, and it's drericabradshaw.com, and Erica is spelled with a K. And you can also give a call to her Brandon office. Her phone number there is 813-810-1688, 813-810-1688, again, or get onto her website.
And Dr. Bradshaw, what would somebody, say somebody walks into your office for a visit and they've never been to an integrative practitioner before, what would they get that maybe is a little bit different than what they're normally used to?
Well, they might end up getting to hear the truth about the foods that they're eating and the genetically modified ingredients that their foods may be containing, and maybe some of their symptoms are first related to that. I mean, that's where I would start.
You mean you start with what they're eating? Amazing.
Well, not always in that order, but
how many times I've never been to a conventional doctor who asked me what I'm eating. What's your diet like?
I know, that's
you
sad,
know, I
but
mean,
true.
What is your diet like? I mean, when people walk in the store, I'm always asking them that. So that's great.
Yeah. And then I would get their history. You know, you might want to look at their family history to see if they have a risk for heart disease or strokes or cancer. And if, for example, they have a risk for cancer, I might wonder, what have they been doing? What have they been exposed to? And how can we get that out of their bodies and help their immune system function so they don't get that down the road?
Wow, that's a big plus. I mean, nobody wants to be faced with that. And, you know, normally you're dealing with it after the fact.
Yeah,
so this
early
is
detection
more preventive as well.
Early yes. detection, very important.
So you deal with preventive medicine. And a lot of people, that's another term that's been popping up, is preventive medicine. So,
yeah. Preventive medicine isn't so detailed. It's more like doing a pap smear at the time that you should, or a mammogram at the time. I mean, and colonoscopies. I mean, that's a great thing. But in a way, that can be almost too late, too. If you have a folic acid deficiency with a cervix, you know, you might get dysplasia in the cells. Or if you've been constipated for so many years and then maybe you get a polyp in the colon.
So now you mentioned testing. Are there certain tests that you utilize that regular docs don't?
Yeah, we have a closet full of lab kits in the office. And I know you guys have them in the store. So when patients come in, they can ask for those things like saliva tests to check the hormones, stool tests to see what the balance is in their gut. Those are very important. And you can actually treat someone, you know, with a probiotic, and that can really benefit them as well, or a digestive enzyme. The stool test can tell if they're digesting their foods that well. So they might have reflux, but they might really have a digestive enzyme deficiency rather than a pepsid deficiency, for example.
I was going to say, so you wouldn't put them on the proton pump inhibitors.
Rarely, unless they have Barrett's esophagus.
I see. Very interesting.
And I'd love to hear about these tests, because I've spoken to people who say, oh, I don't want to get a test. It's going to be expensive. I've got to go in some crazy MRI machine. But to hear that saliva can be tested. People look at you and they're like, what? My doctor never tested my saliva. But it's that simple as, quote, spitting in a tube, isn't it? I mean, in some cases.
Yeah, no needles.
Yeah. I mean, how much easier is it going to get than spitting in a tube, really? I mean, come
painless.
On, folks. Yeah. I mean, it's really.
Yeah, it's a little bit easier than pooping in a tub.
You know, with a little cup.
The French fry tray
that they put in the test kits.
But still, but even a urinalysis and saliva, I mean, those are really easy tests. And in some cases, the blood test can be a finger prick test.
Right,
in some
cases, they have the little,
not always.
The little finger, the dried blood spot test.
Absolutely. So for those of you who are interested, again, Dr. Bradshaw does have two locations, one in Brandon and one in Tarpon Springs. You can get onto her website at drericabradshaw.com, and Erica is spelled with a K. You can also contact us at gulfcoastnutrition.com as well. And in just a minute, we'll be right back to cover more on the specifics of integrative medicine with Dr. Bradshaw. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.